Okay, today's class is dedicated for my father's yahrzeit, which is today, at Rav Tzvi ben Yaakov, Shom Shalav and Aliyah. So let's... And sponsored by Avram Maradi.
No, this is from before.
Okay. Page, second column. Okay, so now the Rebbe is explaining that in order to bring Elokus down into the world, you need the milk, which is the level of Teda, learning Teda, and so on and so forth. And he says, Teda Shebiksav, Teda Shebal Peh, the Chochmah is Teda Shebiksav, is the Teda Shebiksav, the mother's milk is Teda Shebal Peh. But then the Pasuk continues and says, Emtzoach HaBuchutz, if I find you on the outside, who does that refer to? So it refers spiritually. It refers to people that are outside the yeshiva, outside the Torah, meaning they are balibas, baliasokim, and people that are in business. Afo pishiyav shalom lasik b'Torah tamid, even though it's impossible for them to learn Torah constantly. Shia b'chinas yenik shtei imei, that it should nourish from the mother's milk. Aidei dalid sha'am mishalochom. So l'chayra, how do they bring alukuz down into the world? Because they're not, we just got through learning before, that the Torah brings a person down into the world. So how does it work? So he says, Mikom HaKayim, nevertheless, Aleihem Nemat. The Pasuk says, Mikom HaKayim, Emtzach HaBuchutz, Gam Kayim, even outside, they can be the lover of a level of a brother. How? V'inyen, Hine, Matzinu, V'akadosh Baruch Hu, Nemer, Gam Kayim, Loshin Kainem. By Hashem, it also says the word Kaina, like it says, Kaina Shemayim Va'aretz. Simply it means Hashem created heaven and earth. The Mishnah Pigyav says, Chamesha Kinyanim Kaina Kaina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem acquired five things in the Mishnah Pigyav, Chamesha Kinyanim Kaina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilami. So he says, what does that mean? Six days Hashem made heaven and earth. And then the seventh day he rested. He said, the whole Shabbos, Nikri Yemashvi. Every, because it says, Shabbos. That means every seventh day is a level of Shabbos. Shabbos LaHashem. He says, L'chayrechshay L'kirasi Shabbos is Da'achshav. Yemashvi. So now he says like this, Hashem says you should rest on the seventh day. Okay, simply means seventh day of the week. But Shabbos is called the seventh day of creation. How could we thousands of years later call Shabbos the seventh day of creation? Creation happened 5,500 years ago. So he says, Hari kre'av revavis yamim yayim abriyas elam ha-shabbasis elu. How can you call Shabbos yayim ha-shvi? And that, obviously, the answer is it means the seventh day of the week. But in a deeper sense, why is Shabbos the inyan of seven? So he explains, Kishesh is Yamim, Emshish, and Midas al Yainas. The 6 days, that's why, like it says in the Zohar, it doesn't say Bishesh is Yamim. Grammatically, it should say Bishesh is Yamim. In 6 days, Hashem made heaven and earth. It says, it doesn't say Bishesh is Yamim. It says Sheshis Yamim Asa Hashem, which literally means the 6 days Hashem made.
God made the 6 days, right?
No, it means more. Shishim Ida. He says the 6 spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Yisoid, created the world. Meaning, Bayem Arishin was he or let there be light is a level of Chesed. Second day is Gevurah. Third day, Tiferes, and so on. And then on the seventh day, then the world becomes elevated to the original source of the 6 Midas. What does that mean? It says in Chumash, did every week in Kiddush, in Shmon Esrei Kiddush, simply it means Hashem finished Hashem finished heaven and earth and everything in it. But the Medrash says, Vayechulu comes from the word kiloyin, longing, elevation, longing to something. And Shabbos, the whole world is elevated to a much higher level. Vayechulu loshin kiloyin. So what happens every Shabbos of the year? Every Shabbos of the year, the Aved of the 6 days of Chesed, Gvor, Tefesh, Nesach, and Yisayit become elevated into the level of Malchus. The level of Malchus. The expression of longing, like we say, therefore, in the Bracha Achas Meyin Sheva, what we say Friday night in the mini repetition of the Shmonesi, what do we say? Right before Magen Av, we say, Kene Shemayim V'aretz. What does that mean? Kine Aliyas Ha'olam is B'Shabbos. The fact that the world, I mean the concept of the world's elevating on Shabbos. Like we learned, Shabbos elevates all the days of the previous week, and Shabbos blesses the next week. That means any Yom Tov, any day that existed in the previous week, Shabbos elevates to a level higher than it was before. So he says, what does it mean, the level of Shabbos? Kama shalak kinyan. Shalakech neisin tchila kesev la'meicher. How does buying and selling work? It means to acquire things. I give you money, and you give me the object. By days and mekabel achakacha chayfet shekainu l'shusi. Okay, so how do you acquire something? I give you money, meaning I lose money. I give you money, and then I get something from it. So kacha yedei yuri the samidas olyenus b'sheishes miyamaisa. So just like the six midas, the six sfiras, go down into the world. Levada needs to refine the world. On Sunday, David is chesed. Monday, David is gvur. Every day, a sphere comes down into the world to elevate that part of the world. Through this becomes the elevation of Shabbos. Mitura de Pruda from mountains of separation to the level of a private domain.
Also, every 1,000 years.
Every day. And now you have 6 years Shemitah, 6 days Shabbos, 6 years Shemitah. You know, seven cycles. Then, but what's interesting, this concept explains a Gemara that really doesn't make sense. Somebody asked Rabbi Akiva, if your Hashem keeps Torah, Hashem desecrates Shabbos. He makes rain. You're not allowed to water your garden on Shabbos. He makes people born. He makes people die. Those are all the different malachas. He makes things grow. So yes, Rabbi Akiva, then how does your Hashem keep Shabbos? So what did Rabbi Akiva answer him? Rabbi Akiva answered him, by Hashem, the whole world is Rishul Sayachit. It's a private domain. So that's it's seemingly a ridiculous answer. Because that only helps for caring. Caring, you could carry, because everything's a private domain. But you can't kill in a private domain, you can't water your lawn in a private domain. How did that answer the question? What did he answer? What did Rabbi Akiva answer this guy when he asked him, how does Hashem desecrate Shabbos? So Rabbi Akiva said, it's Rishus HaYochas, he's not desecrating Shabbos. So what's the explanation? Chassidus explains. During the week, the world is a Rishus HaRabim. Like he said, the midas come down. You have to deal with world. There's a world. Hashem created the world. What happens on Shabbos? The world becomes elevated to the level of Atzilus, Bittul. Bittul Talukus. What's that? The whole purpose of not working on Shabbos, because in the realm of Shabbos, there is no world. During the 6 days, you have diversity, Rishus HaRabim. Shabbos becomes Rishus HaYochid. So in other words, the whole concept of Shabbos is to bring down the unity of Hashem. There is no world. The only thing that exists on Shabbos is Hashem. There's no world. There's no diversity. There's no level of Elohim, so to speak. It's all Yudke Vavke. It's a level higher than world. So that's what Rabbi Akiva answered. By Hashem, everything's already Alma de Achtus. It's already a world of Yechida, of only Hashem. So therefore, the whole concept of Shabbos is to stop from creating. But by Hashem, it's always like that. So the whole concept of Shabbos, by Hashem, exists anyway.
What?
That's a separate issue. How does Hashem, if Hashem stopped creating, how does the world exist? There has to be continuous creation. If Hashem stopped creating, how does this exist? So the answer is, Hashem stopped creating with speech, which is, again, external revelation of Hashem. He creates with machshava, which is an internal revelation of Hashem. But it has nothing to do with this concept. It's still, Shabbos is a level, like he says, to make from the diversity of the week into one domain of Hashem. Like it says on the, you know, in Latin over there, on the currency, yada papupas, whatever, to make from many into one.
So this is from our angle.
Huh?
This is from our angle.
Yeah.
So with Hashem's angle, every day is Shabbos.
Correct.
How do you explain all the continued activity and...
Of what?
Of everything that happens in nature?
Because by Hashem, it's already that level of unity. It's already that level of Achdus.
With what?
His existence.
Is this different, how did we get here? Is this different, or is this...
He's talking about the Yidden tell Hashem in the time of Golus, would you please be our brother?
Right.
Okay, so he said, how do you do that? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was through the Kruvim and Aveda.
Right.
See, then he started explaining a great length at the level of Torah. Learning Torah, that's the food that Hashem brings down. So now he says, what about the people that are not able to learn Torah all day? They're in business. So he's explaining now the concept of world, the way world is elevated. Bali Asokim, basic business people, in other words, yeshiva boys that sit and learn, yeah, they're not involved in world. They're involved in alukus. Guys in business. So he's saying that even people in business, and that's how he's middle, if he didn't finish it, even that is called acquisition. What's business? Buying and selling, basically, yeah? So that aspect exists by Hashem also, and he's in the middle of explaining it. He's just explaining that during the week, the concept is to deal with world. Shabbos, you elevate world to a stage of godliness. A state of godliness. In other words, like this. What Alter Rebbe is leading up to, the purpose of business people is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha that exist out there in the world. Yeshiva Bachim can't elevate that because Yeshiva Bachim and Yeshiva, they're not dealing with world. When you deal with physical world and you do business properly, so then you're elevating the physical world. That's the called bachutz, the sparks of Kedusha that are not in Torah mitzvahs, in the realm of the ghetto yeshiva, so to speak. This is already dealing with world.
So, Anshei Asakim, they can raise the godliness more effectively than...
In many respects, yes. More like the Rabbi Rashab said to Rabbi Eli and Yom Elibet, he said, I'm jealous of you. Because you're in business, you say a word of Torah, you teach somebody something, you put tefillin on with it, whatever.
But is it possible that Hashem should be our brother at the time of
Kodesh? I imagine it's in Shir Hashirim, but I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell you in a second. This is high intense. That's okay. I intense. Now we're on. No, the mind begins. I intense. Gemo. Shashirim Perik Ches Pasigal.
Thank you.
And he says the connection to this pasuk, the Rebbe writes in the back, the connection to this pasuk, to Truma, is because it deals with the Kruvim, which is Parshas Truma. Okay. Weiter. What's the purpose of Golus? We learned many times.
Elevation.
To elevation of the world. It's like he says, Gamkin Aidezeh, Mis Alam and Itzutz Shanaflu Shama, to the oldest practice of Kedut, like he says, Neshamas Rabbi Kiva, whose father was a Ger, Rabbi Meir came from Gerdim, Avadia Ger Tzedek. These are all people that were elevated from the Klipa of Bavel in Rome, in all those places. And he said, Valdarech Zanamer Bekrishma, Valsav Tadigonecha, you're going to gather your grain. Now, what do you mean when you gather grain? When you gather grain, you take it from different places and you bring it into one place. If it's already in one place, you're not gathering it. It's already gathered, right? You gather grain and you bring it into a place, making from diversity into one. That's what it says. Vasafta de ganacha. You're going to gather your grain into one place. When a person deals with business, the fanya says hatmiu basic to support his family, zel yurida. It's a descent. In other words, you're going out into the corruption of the world, into the world of sheker. Achaliyah becomes elevated when you daven with the kerech of that food, and you learn with the kerech of that food. Then it becomes limsa nafshi be'echad. L'chein nikra tefila oiles tamid. Therefore, we know the davening is instead of the carbon tamid. Now, by carbon tamid, it says oiles tamid, meaning it goes up. Mincha elevates the sparks of kedusha that a person did in the business world. L'chol tefila sachol, and all, it's another interesting point. All the weekday davening, Misalim b'tfilah Shabbos becomes elevated through Shabbos. In other words, just like Shabbos elevates everything of the week, all the davening of the week becomes elevated on Shabbos. That's what it says in Kabbalah.
It gets released.
It comes released and elevated. And that's what it says. Emsacha b'chutz. Hashem says, the pasuk says, I will find you on the outside, meaning, Shengam bali asokim, even business people, Yimsoel b'chutz, will find godliness on the outside. Why? He says, Shaidei eskeim, through their business. In other words, like this. Now, the Rebbe until now explained, what's the avoda now? So he said, when you learn Torah, that's Hashem's food. The milk, the bread, right? It's the avoda. So he says, now, for business people, their avoda is through business. Because they also elevate the sparks, and that causes Hashem to want to be in the world. It's the same food for Hashem. There's Torah, Aveda, and the Gemiras Chesedim. These are the pillars the world stands on, meaning those are the three supporting beams, i.e., the three things that bring God into the world, that keep Hashem into the world, that the world stands on, meaning because Hashem is here.
On the condition that we spend the money in the way of Hashem, not for toys.
Well, it depends what you do with the toys. Donate them to a preschool, yeah, it's good.
It's the most challenging is to bring God
no,
in
this is,
Asakim.
Ugh, this is, it's an unbelievable concept, and this is what the Rambam writes, what Judaism is, and this is a mistake people have. People, you know that in Yiddishkeit, the shul, davening in a shul, takes up a very limited amount of the day or the week. Think about it. You daven, let's say, 2 hours in a shul. Shachris min chamayv. 2 hours in a shul. That's out of 24 hours.
Or 18 hours of being awake.
Whatever. It's still minimal.
Right.
Because Yiddishkeit is eating and sleeping and business and gym and whatever. That's all Yiddishkeit. It's all serving Hashem. That's what Chassidus explains. Mm. When a person serves Hashem the proper way in business with the right intent,
it's the most challenging.
That, I know it's very difficult, which means that's why the Rebbe Rashab said, I'm jealous of you. But the fact that a person is in business with those challenges means, very simply understood according to Chassidus, Hashem says, I trust you that even in the challenges of business, which is probably most times more challenging than learning in yeshiva a whole day, even though it's very hard, by the way. But the challenges, that means Hashem says, I trust you in business, and I trust you not in business. I don't trust you in business. Therefore, you're a teacher. You're somebody else. So a person realizes, yes, it's a great challenge, but would Hashem give you the challenge without the koyach? So you do have the koyach. Somebody else doesn't have the koyach. It's very simple, but it's remarkably profound. I mean, like Hashem put a person in a situation because Hashem says, I trust you, you could do it. Don't let me down, basically. Don't let me down.
Just reveal.
Just, yeah.
You have people who are extremely successful in business.
And cheat.
Pardon?
And cheat.
No, they are decent people, but they have no business in Torah. They have no knowledge and they don't spend any time.
Not yet.
You know them?
Growth.
You know them?
Yes.
So then why aren't you talking to them?
Are you kidding? As soon as I open my mouth, they shut down.
Good.
They see me and they go the other way.
But that's a lot of reasons.
But they support the people who are in...
Not really. They don't really care. They don't begrudgingly.
Maybe, like it says in Ayayim Yayim. Hello. Yes. Maybe there's an Hayyim Yayim, the famous Hayyim Yayim of Hayir from the Baal Shem Tov, the Mordechai Tzadik, said the name of the Baal Shem Tov. It's worth for Neshama to come down into the world for 70, 80 years just to do one favor to another person. It's worth the suffering and the hell, literally it's hell, Gehenim, for Neshama to be down here in the world just to do one favor. So maybe those business people, their Aveda is different.
Yes.
Maybe they're invited to do favors for people. And many of them do, by the way.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so maybe that's their invited. It's not our business. Our business is to talk to them again and again until they'll hit you. That's what it says in Halacha. And then once they hit you, you don't have to do it anymore. But no, to speak to them. And maybe, the Rebbe always said, the Gemara says, Dvarim ayetzim in Alev, words that come from the heart, enter the heart, and have its effect. Perhaps, maybe, we should think, maybe I didn't approach him the right way. Maybe I don't mean it. There was a guy in England, his name was Avram Glick, the ambassador to Rebbe, like in different countries. When he went on Mifsa Tefillah, nobody said no to him. It was interesting. Guys, you know, Bochum go on Mifsa, and he asked, no, it came to him. Somehow the guy put on Tefillah. Yeah? Because if you mean it, if you really mean it,
sincere.
When we're Bochum yet, so my cousin that comes to Schneer Goodman, you know, hasn't been here for a while, but so I didn't drive as a bachur. So he rented a mitzvah tank. Those were early, talking about 1975, 74, 75. And we were out in Chicago doing miftam and tefillin. Pesach, when we went home. So there were some girls, from girls. One was the daughter of a Rosh Yeshiva and whatever, the yeshiva over there. Anyway, they came over to us. They said, wow, can we try it?
Put tefillin?
No. So we... He said, yeah, you want to try? He asked the people if they want to put on tefillin. And, you know, they come back half an hour. Nobody wanted to put on. I didn't want to tell them this, but the reason why nobody wanted to put on tefillin by them is because they didn't mean it. They didn't really care that the person put on tefillin, that it touched your soul. Yeah, it was fun. You know, let's go and get a guy to put on tefillin. You want to touch a Jewish soul? You got to mean it.
Mendel Futterfass.
It was Mendel Futterfass on a plane. Me Jew, you Jew. Me Tefillin, you Tefillin.
And they put it on.
Yeah.
You have to mean.
Okay. Judaism
is so sweet. If you really understand it.
So whose fault is it they don't know? Ours.
I think that.
That's leader, everything's rabbi's
fault. The leaders of the community.
But every person's a leader.
Did not do the job. And you're